COVID, actually, we had to kind of change our services, and we noticed a drop in our numbers. For June and July, our numbers increased by 48%. And we kind of put that down a lot to the fact that the services had kind of, there was no face-to-face contact for a short period of time. And then a lot of the people that were meant to be seen actually were moved on to June and July. It has created a lot of stress for people, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. People were cocooning for a period of time with no shops being opened and little access. However, our nursing service continued, our 24/7 nursing service had continued with our residential units and with our acute admission unit. And very quickly, we actually realigned our services to facilitate face-to-face contact. And we've also taken on a video consultation. We're piloting a new system of video consultations called Attend Anywhere. And we have also continued phone-to-phone contact with people as well. We're learning something new about engagement with people and how to engage people. Some people prefer to use texts. Some people like the phone call. And a lot of our people like face-to-face and need face-to-face contact as well. Well, I suppose the issues now at the moment is loneliness and isolation and stress and worry. Because you're with the GPs, I suppose, predominantly initially focused on COVID, a lot of people didn't actually go actually to the services and kind of stayed back. So now we're actually seeing people coming forward with anxiety and worry and unsure about whether they should go there or not. And we would be encouraging people to continue on, ring up your GP, make the appointment. Our services are all open. We're ready. We have facilities. We've opened an assessment hub in Donegal Town, in Letterkenny, in Inishowen, and in Dunloe, whereby people can come and meet face-to-face with their doctor in a very safe environment and have that consultation, and their family as well. The only thing, I suppose, that would be significant would be that people are worried. People are afraid. They're conscious that there's a virus out there. Some of our elderly people are cocooning and just afraid, and they're missing out their contact with their families, with their grandchildren and all of that. And this is causing a stress for them as well. We're kind of encouraging them by keeping in contact with them on the phone, encouraging them to be kind of keeping in contact with their relatives through the medium of the internet or whatever, or phone calls or texts even.
Yeah, I'm not expecting.